Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Today, I'm joined by brothers and former BYU baseball pitchers Taylor and Peyton Cole. Taylor played for BYU in 2011, was drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays later in the same year. He made his MLB debut in 2017 with the Blue Jays and also had a stint with the Los Angeles Angels. Peyton pitched for the Cougars from 2020 to 2023. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time and being here with me.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
You guys come from a huge baseball family. And apart from the two of you, you have another brother, Cameron, who was a pitcher at Salt Lake Community College. Peyton, you've been surrounded by baseball your entire life. How's growing up with brothers who played baseball influenced your own passion for the sport?
Kind of just something I feel like I was born into. It was always just baseball. So I don't know if I ever really chose to, I want to play baseball or it's just something I always did and just like was a part of life. And so it was super nice having both of them to always go to for questions or kind of help teach me or just have as examples growing up, being baseball players themselves. So it was awesome.
Taylor, what's it been like for you to watch your younger brothers follow in your footsteps when it comes to baseball?
Yeah. Just like Peyton said, baseball was what we did. It was what we loved. It wasn't just baseball. It was basketball as well, other sports. We kind of – those were our two main ones, baseball, basketball. But, yeah, I mean, it's just – even to this day, you know, there's – all of our friends stem from these sports teams from growing up. And it just – when you're all in, you know, it just is – consumes your life, right? And so I think that a lot of people listening, you know, probably know what it's like to be all in, whether it be their parents or themselves or with a particular extracurricular, right? And when you are, it just kind of has a trickle down effect to those, the rest of your family, right? And in a sense, they just learn from example or just kind of follow in your footsteps. So Peyton was easy. He was always everybody's, you know, and Cameron. I mean, they both are awesome. And we brag that we think that we have a good team, and whether it be on the basketball court, or on the baseball field, we don't think there's many brothers out there that can take the Cole brother. So if they think they can, then we're up for the challenge.
That's awesome. And that puts a lot of pressure on you as the older brother. Like you were mentioning, everything you do kind of trickles down, but it sounds like you did a really good job of it. I want to hear where life has taken both of you recently. Taylor, now that your time with the majors is wrapped up, what have you been up to in this next chapter of life?
Something extremely fun, Medicare health insurance for seniors. So I go from Major League Baseball to selling health insurance for seniors. I really love it. It's great. I'm able to play some pickleball now. That's my next thing that keeps me in sports. And again, the friendly competition between Peyton and Cameron. Peyton, you know, thinks that he can beat me, and I have to remind him that I am the older brother, and he has had his challenges in that regard. But just joking, mate. He's just so funny. We have this. It's funny, but it's our way to keep the competitive juices flowing. So,
Peyton, now I got to hear from your side. Who's the better athlete? Who beats who in pickleball?
Listen. I know Taylor has a better resume when it comes to playing in the big leagues and all things like that. But when it comes to overall athleticism, the more sports, I will – me and Cameron, I think, will both beat him in the majority of sports. He'll never say that, but me and Cameron both know that we're probably the better athlete.
Yeah. He's the best at having chicken legs is what he's the best.
Peyton, you got to cut your brother some slack when he's working with mainly old people. You know what I mean? Like his pace has slowed down a little bit. Let's Let's go to Peyton. Since I hope this whole interview is just full of insults back and forth.
Is this
going
to air?
Peyton's graduating from.
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to air.
Okay.
All the big BYU fans out there are going to know the real Cole brothers. No, I love it. I love it. Keep it coming. Peyton, since graduating from BYU, what's been your focus post-baseball?
Yeah. So, funny enough, you said he's been dealing with the old people. I have been a little bit too. I'm working in a skilled nursing facility and
wow.
just training to become an administrator. And so I've had a couple other jobs in between graduating and now, but that's where I'm at right now. And just in a nursing home, trying to learn and become an administrator. So
I want to know, because you hear from so many athletes, no matter whether it's professional, collegiate, or whenever, you have to stop playing that sport at some point in your life, that sport that's been such a huge part of you for so long. So Peyton, what has that transition been like from being, you know, this amazing pitcher that pitches at BYU and then having to transition quickly to a different phase of life?
Yeah. Like, honestly, I still feel like I'm making that transition, and it's been a couple years. And so I feel like when you're in it and you hear about it, people are always like, you're going to have great time management and all these skills. And I've realized that it's been a struggle not having a schedule in place for me my whole life. When I have to do it on my own, you don't have someone holding you accountable every day. And so it's kind of been fun in a way too, just to, it's like you're kind of relearning everything that was in place for you your whole life that you didn't really have to learn because it was there. So, obviously with a ton of other skills you've developed too. So, it's been a grind. It's been fun though too, having a lot more time and freedom. But yeah.
I would imagine, because so much of your identity, probably almost your whole life, has revolved around baseball. Do you feel like you've had to relearn, like, okay, who am I? What are my other skills? And what am I going to do?
Yeah, it's like just little things like, am I going to go to the gym? I'm going to the gym today, but then you wake up and you don't have a trainer that's going to rip your head off waiting for you if you're late or if you don't go. And it's like, if you don't go, nothing happens now. So just trying to gain the discipline of little things like that for sure. Is probably the biggest adjustment. And also just finding that competitiveness too is something that, because when you're playing, you're always having competition. You're always kind of, there's that little like itch there. And so, like Taylor said, he plays pickleball. I got into pickleball, transitioning into other sports in a way to fulfill that, has been fun too. So
Taylor, going back to your early baseball days, you were drafted twice before you made the decision to serve a mission before coming to BYU. And you've mentioned before that having faith and pushing through hard things would lead to something good. So when you reflect on your time on the baseball scene, what do you hope people saw in you beyond just your stats and your performance on the field?
Well, I really don't think that way. I don't think, how do I want other people to think about me? I just try to be my best self. You know, I try to think, well, you know, what are my core what's important to me? And that's to try to do what's right. And that's one of the reasons that I decided to serve a mission, you know, even during, you know, my playing days, is just because I had this gut feeling, man, like you should go. And it's something that I just felt called to do. And so, you know, yeah, of course I wanted to start my career as early as possible, but I never really questioned, you know, whether it would work out, whether it would. I just always felt like it would, because I knew that if I put trust in God, that he's going to take me where he wants to take me, you know? And so that was just the faith that I had. And yeah, how other people look at that and feel is up to them. But that was, you know, that for me, that that was just an important thing for, and I do love helping kids out, because a lot of people have followed that, that's those same footsteps. But yeah, I just try to do, you know, what I feel is right at the, when the time comes. So.
I think that's a really cool perspective that you mentioned, that it's not like it doesn't matter how people view you, but the most important thing is how you view yourself. And you, you served your mission in Toronto and later made your major league debut there with the Blue Jays, which is super cool. What, in what ways did spending 2 years there as a missionary help you or prepare you for the experience of playing professional baseball in the same
city?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's the minor leagues is where I spent a lot of my time in professional baseball. I did make it to the big leagues, obviously had a great time, and it was amazing, and it was some of the best time of my life. But, you know, the minor leagues is a little bit of a grind. It's a big grind. But I don't think that I had as hard of a time with it, because I had served a mission and I knew what it was like to, you know, be in a place without family, without, you know, just like on your own, you know, and grinding in a sense on the mission too. And so, you know, obviously growing close to your Heavenly Father and, you know, and all that is, it's totally different from playing baseball and trying to be the best baseball player. But I just wasn't afraid to do what I felt like was necessary to get to where I wanted to go. And so, yeah, I've always thought that I'm willing to grind. I'm willing to put in the work and persevere. And I think that's what helped me get to the big leagues.
Peyton, what was it like watching your brother go through deciding to serve a mission and then the ups and downs that come with the minor leagues and just professional baseball as a whole?
Yeah. The age gap between us is pretty big. So I was pretty young. So for me, it was more of just like looking at my brother as like a all-star, like he's a celebrity, things like that. Seeing him on TV and being a kid and telling all my friends, and we all watched together. but also as I got older, was more towards when he was making the big leagues and kind of just seeing the work he'd put in every day and just how dedicated and like just how much he wanted to reach that goal and what he'd do for it. It was just cool to, as I'm kind of growing up, I'm watching him go through his probably toughest times. And so it was just cool to like also be a part of them. We'd work out together, just be around that caliber of people. It was just awesome.
I appreciate that, Peyton. I retract all the bad things I saw, all the smack talking. Now the thing, Lauren, about Peyton, just so you know, Peyton. People, I've never met somebody that people love to be around more than Peyton Cole. Everybody loves being around Peyton, and that's why I can mess with him, because anywhere I go, you know, my wife and I get in a little fender bender and the guy is Peyton's friend, you know, and somehow it was all okay because the kid knew Peyton, you know, and the mom knew Peyton. You know, I'm coming off the mound against the Texas Rangers. Kid you not, 4th of July, 50,000 people in the stands. I'm coming off the mound and the home plate umpire goes, "Hey, Taylor. He's like, "Hey, say what up to Peyton. I was his coach, you know, for LVR or whatever." And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." Hopefully he gave me a couple extra strikes because of that. But, you know, Peyton's made it really easy. Same with my brother Cameron and Sarah. We're all very close, and it's a huge blessing in our life.
Yeah, you retract calling them chicken legs now, right? You have some regrets. You feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad.
They don't feel bad for a second.
Hey, like I said, that's what siblings are. That's what siblings are for. Peyton, you had some setbacks yourself. Your freshman season at BYU was cut short by COVID, and your summer league plans were canceled. So, what did that experience teach you about patience, preparation, and staying mentally strong when things aren't kind of going according to plan?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, obviously, the whole world. But It was pretty cool because in my eyes, it was almost a, so I moved in with Taylor in Vegas when that happened. When we all went home, I moved in with Taylor. And I felt like if anything, that kind of helped me in a way. I was a freshman. I was kind of just going through the grind. And so it was just kind of gave me a little bit more time to work out with Taylor and, spend family time. And, but yeah, as a baseball perspective, it was just, it was definitely weird. It was definitely like, I just kind of earned my spot that year as a freshman starting in the infield. And then that happens and I'm like, kind of felt like it got taken away. I have to reprove myself and things like that. But overall, it was just, it was an awesome time to, learn from Taylor, and he was obviously around all the big leaguers too. And he'd take me with him. So I was around all like Chris Bryant, Jason Hayward, Dexter Fowler, all those type of people, Paul Sewald, and just being able to pick their brains is awesome. And yeah, kind of mixed emotions with all that. So a lot of good things and some negatives, but I try and look at all the positives.
That's kind of a cool way to spend COVID. If you're going to have to quarantine with some people, that's, those are pretty good ones to do it with. Yeah, that's cool. What advice would you give to other athletes who are maybe going through unexpected roadblocks like that? It could be, you know, injury or illness or anything like that. What advice do you have for those athletes?
Yeah. I would just say stick to your plan. Be disciplined. Just keep your head down. And by the time you look up, you'll be satisfied and happy with the results. And so, that's really all there is to that in life. So you're always going to be knocked down one way or another. So just knowing how to get back up and getting back up at all, is all you can do.
Taylor, you once said, be grateful and take it one day at a time. Has that mindset become easier or harder to live in the real world as you've gotten older and experienced more things?
Yeah, I think, you know, my major league debut was a time when I realized like everything was speeding up so much. And I had a really kind of poor major league debut, even though I, you know, my first strikeout was Judge and everybody loves that. But when I actually ended that game with a broken toe and was going to get sent down the next day after one day in the major leagues, but fortunately I broke my toe and I was able to stay up there. But when I was doing my rehab in Florida, I worked with the mental skills coach and he said, Taylor, man, you just got to get back to being present. We're going to work on our breathing, being present, and just dominate everything that you do. And so I did. I started just trying to be as present, doing as much mindfulness as possible. And I told myself, if I get back there, I just got to, you know that I belong and trust my stuff. And so as I've transitioned to, you know, real life, let's call it, I just, you know, I don't want to make anything bigger than it is. Like, you know, it took me a long time to get to the big leagues. Like, I don't want it to take me as long to reach heights that I feel like I feel like we put roadblocks on ourselves, you know, and we don't need to. Like, but if I just stay present and focus, like Peyton said, on each day, then things are good. And I found that now I can, there's not as much politics in the real world with, the things I had with baseball. Now it's for me, I feel like I can build something from the ground up with my insurance career. So that's really fun for me. I'm actually really enjoying this next chapter.
When you're young, you know, the world is your oyster, as they say. You have huge hopes and dreams of what life is going to be and where it takes you. And then it rarely turns out that way for anybody. So I'm curious, now that you guys are a little older, how do each of you define success after years of evolving through baseball and faith and life transitions? Let's start with Peyton. How would you define what success is now?
When I look back to everything I've done and accomplished or relationships I have. I think success to me is kind of just living right and knowing you're living right and having those relationships in your life that kind of are irreplaceable. And then also just knowing that you put in the effort towards something and saw a result, could be defined as success. I've never been asked that question. That's a great question. Huh. But yeah, that's kind of what I have.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Taylor, what about for you? How would you define it?
Yeah. It always, for me, comes down to controlling the controllables, right? I played a sport for years where the best players in the game hit 300 and they failed 7 out of 10 times. You can do everything right and the ball rolls the wrong spot and it looks terrible on paper, but you did everything right. Are you just going to hang your head because, you know, you have some bad stats that day? No, like if you control the controllables, the things that you can, then over a long period of time, you're going to be successful. And so for me, when I think about my life and I think, okay, what's my definition of success? It's I have a list of things that I want to execute on that are within my control. And if I do that, I know I can hold my head high and know that I did everything I can. And again, going back to the Lord being taking you where he wants to take you, that will happen as you control those controllables and continually check in with yourself to adjust what those controllables are.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from BYU baseball brothers Taylor and Peyton Cole. This is Royal Legacy. What's up, guys? This is Lauren McClain for Royal Legacy and Her Why. If you like those podcasts, make sure you check out Deep Blue, hosted by Jason Shepherd. You'll gain a deeper connection with the BYU Cougars, both current and former. Each episode offers a unique behind-the-scenes look at the personal stories that have shaped these incredible athletes and coaches. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts or on the BYU Radio app.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McClain.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm Lauren McClain, continuing my conversation with former BYU baseball pitchers and brothers Taylor and Peyton Cole. Taylor, you have mentioned being in love with baseball since you were in diapers. Where did that early love for baseball come from?
I think it's from my dad. I had my grandpa Tom actually was a really great athlete as well, but my dad just loved sports. I mean, he was like a collector of like memorabilia. He grew up a Dodger fan, he tells stories about like falling asleep, like listening to Vin Scully, like on the radio, like on his pillow, you know, so just a diehard baseball fan. So you can imagine him having the kids that he had to be able to, you know, foster an environment for them to be able to succeed. And just watching us grow up was just something that him and my mom, and my mom was probably the better athlete out of the two. She could run like the wind and was a really good athlete. So yeah, that's where it stems from them.
I wonder how your dad's going to feel by hearing that you just said your mom is the better athlete. Is he going to be okay with that?
Well, you know what? It's hopefully he'll hear this and I'll get a call. You know, we like to mess with everybody in the family. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, his wife was a cheerleader at BYU, so she can also say she might be the better athlete.
All right. Does she play pickleball or what?
No. She's tried a couple of times, but she's more interested in the pickleball dress than
nothing wrong with that. Absolutely so. Nothing wrong with that. Peyton, what role did your parents play in your early development? Not just as an athlete, but do you feel like as a person as well?
Yeah, I just think the support that they showed and also gave me were able to give me just emotionally, financially, get me to games, get me to practices, being able to afford the tournaments and extra trainings I wanted to do or anything like that is really all the support you can ask for. I think because I'm the baby of the family, I know a lot of times parents can be hard on kids and Say you have a bad game, it's like you don't want to get in the car with your dad after that, you know, where they're always so positive with me most of the time. Yeah. And I think it just showed a good and taught me a great lesson of just leadership and support. And it's just a game, and so many things like that. So.
And you guys grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. Taylor, you're still there now. What was your family like growing up? You mentioned you have an older sister, Sarah, and then it's the three boys. What was your family dynamic like growing up?
It was just like just a ton of sports. I mean, we grew up on just fast food, you know, just because at home we're getting home at 8, 9 o'clock. You know, my mom's going to love that comment. But, you know, she had some meals in there that she really liked. And we, you know, she did a great job, you know. But, you know, we grew up on just constantly playing sports. Like, there were days that literally I was at like a Little League field with my dad like a couple weeks ago watching Piccoli Little League where we all played. And he goes, Taylor, you won't believe it. He's like, there was one week where Peyton was playing T-ball on this field. Cameron was playing on the 200-foot fields, and you were playing on the big field. There was three different size fields, and he had kids on all fields. And then, you know, my sister has just been supportive for it. I mean, she's a saint for everything that, you know, we put her through. But yeah, it's just all baseball all the time.
That had to have been a dream.
Not healthy. You know, there needs to be a balance, Lauren. You know, there needs to be a balance in life, you know, but we really didn't have that balance, and that's okay. You know, kept us out of trouble in some areas, you know, but hey, it worked out. We got some college scholarships. Right? So go crazy, have no balance. You might get a college scholarship out of it. Might be worth it.
Great advice. Great life advice for everyone listening. You mentioned you did play a lot of different sports though. So did either of you consider playing a different sport other than baseball, like as you got older?
In college?
Yeah. Just as you got older and in high school, was there anything that?
Well, that's it.
Yeah, go ahead, I think me and Taylor kind of had similar experiences. We both were pretty good at basketball and got to a certain point where we could have taken it to a higher high school play to then play in college. But then that would have drastically taken away from baseball, and baseball is our lives, obviously. And so, it was kind of always just, we played in high school. So, but never thoughts of college just because of how,
but I'll give some advice on that, Peyton. For me, I gave up basketball after my sophomore year. And I wish I would have never done that. That's my biggest regret in sports, is giving up basketball to focus exclusively on baseball. Like, we were good enough as athletes to play both. Right. And we thought, oh, we had to put all our eggs in one basket, and you don't at that age. Like, so my recommendation is if in these days, everybody, especially even younger now, everybody's trying to get you to do one thing because they want the money year round. Yeah. They want the money. Don't fall for it. Like put your kids in everything, you know, and let them go as long. Now, when you get to freshman, sophomore, junior year, and you may not be that top dude and you need a little extra work or like focus on one sport, then maybe you need to go all exclusive into one. But if you're a dude that's one of the better athletes out there, then playing multiple and doing multiple things is only going to elevate you and how scouts and college coaches look at you too.
I like that advice. I have two little boys, and that just stresses me out because one is 6, one is 4, and you already see parents just specializing their kids in something. It stresses me out. So I like that. I'm running with that advice. Oh, yeah. It better be good advice, Taylor, because no, I'm just kidding.
You remember that. If you get nothing else from this interview, you remember that when the 10-year-old coach is like, hey, you got to play 10 months out of the year or else this guy's going to take his spot. No. Okay, well, then go to a different team. Yeah. Then, you know what I mean?
I like that. Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, you both had multiple colleges recruiting you. We're going to start with Taylor. What made BYU? I know you were at a junior college before your mission, and then after your mission, you decided to go to BYU. What made it the right fit for you?
Well, my girlfriend at the time, who waited for me on my mission, who's now my wife.
I got a little nervous there. I'm like, uh-oh, so, we're bringing up ex-girlfriends. I'm glad she became your wife.
Yeah, she became my wife. Yeah. So she, yeah, I know, right? So she was at BYU already, and there was talks of some other colleges and whether she wanted to come there and whatnot, but we decided that BYU was in our best interest. And I loved Coach Law and his coaching staff over there. So, you know, it was a good decision. I've loved everything about it.
And Peyton, you were recruited by Mike Littlewood. What made BYU the right choice for you at the time?
Yeah. There's some other schools talking, but I ended up committing either eighth grade or freshman year, and it was just because there's no place like BYU. I knew I was going to serve a mission. I knew that's the school I wanted to go to. That's the people I wanted to be around. That's the culture I wanted to be around. And I also knew that they were the best at understanding and also developing the return missionaries. And I ended up coming home early for my mission, but it was still a no-brainer to me, just because of what BYU is. And so there's no place in the world like it. And kind of just had my mind and heart set on BYU from day one. So
we missed out on the NIL money, Peyton.
Just barely.
That's a bummer. It's okay.
Peyton, where did you serve your mission?
I was in Wichita, Kansas for a little bit. So
okay. Yeah. All right. Wichita is Kansas State, right?
It is in the state of Kansas, yes.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
Yes. I love your guys' dynamic. It's fantastic. So I want to know, how did this dynamic, I know the age gap is decently significant between the two of you, but how did this dynamic play out on the field? Were you guys motivators for each other? Were you rivals, or were you each other's biggest critics? I want to start with Peyton, because I feel like the younger brother always gets kind of the brunt of all this. How does the sibling dynamic play out on the field? Was Taylor a bigger motivator, a rival, or a bigger critic?
I think all of the above. You get led, which is great. I think that's the way it should be. I think kind of like I said, how I never got super intense, scared conversations with my dad after a bad game or something like that. It was always very intentional, constructive criticism that they'd give. But also having a brother that's at where you want to get to, say, come to your game or talk to you about the game, gives you an extra little boost of confidence. And so just like being around that dynamic just gives you that confidence, like I said. But yeah, there wasn't a ton of competition or anything just because of the age gap. But there will be soon. There will be soon.
Taylor, now that you're older and in different stages of life, how do you feel like your relationship with your brothers has evolved?
Yeah, I mean, we're all very close, like I was mentioning earlier. you know, we've all been like, we're just there for each other, right? We have, you know, siblings that are going through a lot right now with some kids, you know, nephews, kids that, you know, our nephew has a significant mm-hmm. health issue. And so it's just been really cool to see how our family has rallied together. Cause it's times like that people's true colors come out and you're able to see the love that we have for each other. And so, you know, the reality is that I was so busy playing that I didn't get to watch Peyton or Cameron play that much. And obviously Sarah was older. I didn't get to see them play too much because I was always doing my own thing. And so a lot of people think I was just, we were always doing stuff together. And the reality is a lot of that was separate too, because we were all on our own teams. And so now it's really cool because things get to slow down a little bit and we can really just enjoy life and have that relationship with each other. But they know that I'm always there for them and vice versa. And no, it's we're very, very fortunate. So family is all you got, you know.
I look at each one of my siblings and their spouses as like three different sets of parents that I've had. I've lived with a couple of them, but I know I keep bringing up the age gap, but there is a significant age gap, but they're so much ahead and further in life. But they really have been like three sets of parents for me. And it's just been cool to have as a little brother. So,
I mean, we get into it. I mean, our brother Cameron, Lauren, I don't know how much time you guys have, but I'll just be real quick with this. Our middle brother Cameron, I was pitching to him as the older brother helping out his team. He's on this brand new team in Little League, and I'm pitching batting practice and I hit him on accident. And you're supposed to run to first after your last hit. And of course, you know, after I hit him, he was all bugged about it. And there was like two or three more pitches. And then after the third one, he was supposed to run to first, right? Well, he drops his bat and just kind of pouts and runs to first. And I'm like, "Hey, Cameron, get down. Let's go. Like, run fast. What are you doing?" Well, he was still mad about me drilling him on accident. He thought I did it on purpose. So he makes a line straight to me and charges the mound in front of his whole team. And the coaches couldn't believe it. They're like, "What is going on?" And so me and him got in a wrestling match, you know, first day of practice with his brand new team when we were like 14. And I don't know how old he was at that time, but it's like, you know, stuff like that's fun, you know. We have a lot of fun, let me put it that way. And now most of us have kids, and it's fun to see their personalities come
out. Those are the best stories to tell the kids, too. Those are the ones they want to hear.
Oh, yeah. So when his kids are acting up or whatever, I'm like, "Well, where do you think they get it from, Cameron?" You know, and I'm sure he thinks the same about me. When my daughter's given some, you know, he's probably thinking the same thing.
So good. I love it. All right. My last question for you is, and we'll start with Taylor, what do you want people to remember about the Cole name when it comes to BYU baseball?
That, for me personally, I want them just, and for, you know, all of us really, that we're good people. Right. That we care, and that if they ever need anything, that we're there. And that's it. That's all that really matters. Just knowing that we're good, genuine people that literally would do anything for anybody.
What about for you, Peyton?
Yeah, my answer is pretty similar. I'd just say probably that we are the best teammates and friends and examples, and just kind of brought the life to the party a little bit. You can kind of tell we're a little goofballs. there's a lot of stress that goes on when you're a collegiate athlete. And so to have someone that can kind of be that laughter you get, or friendship you get, or just kindness that you get, goes a long way. And so I think, yeah, just being good teammates and a good friend and good people. Nothing specifically on the field. So,
I'm here with Taylor and Peyton Cole, BYU baseball brothers. I appreciate the time you've taken with me today, and thank you so much for being on here with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Taylor and Peyton Cole for coming on the show with me. Christy Solomon helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. BYU Radio is a production of BYU Broadcasting.